What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer for this daily edition of Pro Project Podcast, coming to you on this Thursday, this first full week of April. Moving along pretty quickly here as we're almost to the weekend here on the podcast. Of course, stay tuned. Tomorrow, we'll upload the latest edition, newest edition, I should say, of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly Edition, episode 95. So excited for you guys to listen and do that. If you're not a subscriber to the Purple Project Podcast, you might want to do that wherever you get your podcast from there. I do want to talk about, for a few minutes, this kind of follows up the recording that me and Alex did last night. Just my thoughts on what is going on with this basketball team. Obviously, dominoes have really taken full effect. Obviously, with the resigning of Bruce Weber after the fact, after another losing season in conference play and getting ousted, one and done in the Big 12 tournament, and all the coaching staff obviously not coming back, and you bring in the Jerome Tang era. And yep, and that includes in that Shane Southwell not coming back, from what a close source to the team tweeted out. I won't release that name, but that came out as well. So yeah, I mean, the transfer portal. And this has been a heavy, heavy topic on this, and particularly on this podcast. And yeah, I mean, this is the new era of, well, we shouldn't be, this is new era. This started, what, last year or 2 years ago, something like that, or actually really last year when it all started during the COVID season. People transferring out, not getting their way, and specifically focusing on K-State. Basically, hey, Jerome Tang definitely got a challenge on your hands, and not just him, the rest of his coaching staff that he's, coaches that he's already hired or will be hired in the upcoming weeks there as they try to immediately address their needs. And look, basically, K-State starting over. That's what it is. And I thought, you know, they were going to at least keep, you know, Nigel Pack was the big question mark out of all of this. But, you know, you think with the pieces that have left or gone into the transfer portal, like a Davion Bradford, a Siri Lewis, something like that. Oh, boy, a lot of names hit the transfer portal. Casey Ziegu. Those guys, Selton Miguel, those guys. Yeah, pretty much that class, that Bruce Weber, that last good recruit, that potential recruiting class, the big three, Bradford and Selton Miguel, and you have Pack there, they're in the training portal. So, yeah, you're going to have to start fresh, and you're going to have to bring in guys that are going to need to have a serious impact right away. And that's, you know, exciting, but at the same time, you got to hit on these guys that you're going to pick up from the transfer portal. It's just like the NFL draft. Particularly, you guys probably going to laugh at me again when you hear this, but the Falcons, right? Sorry, yes, I know most of y'all are Chiefs fans or whatever. Some of y'all now could be Broncos fans or whatnot, but the 2%. Maybe are Falcons fans, and I'm aiming at 2%. But listening to the podcast and whatnot, they've done, let's face it, I mean, they've done a half-decent job of picking up players. I mean, they're going to have to, the new regime that's in place, right, having to pick up the pieces left by the old regime, right? You know, not paying guys, the main guys, all this money, right? And all of a sudden, you know, Matt Ryan, unfortunately, you know, gets ousted out because of a stupid decision by the owner of the Atlanta Falcons, right? And then on top of that, you're losing key pieces. Julio Jones last year, Matt Ryan this year, and obviously I can go forward with a few more. The Calvary Ridley situation, which was pretty stunning, if you ask me. That's a whole other podcast I can do by itself, but To spin this back around, the point I'm trying to say is, yeah, I mean, the Falcons are going to have to hit in the NFL draft. Pretty much what Jerome Tang is going to have to do here, right? Not only are you going to have to find guys that are experienced right away, but you're going to have to find young guys too now You don't want to have this. And obviously, yes, Jerome Tang has this personality. He wants winners, right? He's trying to elevate, right, this basketball team, this I don't want to say franchise. That's the restaurant. Or this university, when it comes to basketball, right? He wants to build a culture his way. And we've heard Jerome Dowling, or I listened to Jerome Dowling's rest of his interview with Wyatt Thompson yesterday, right on the way home, right? And they want to do it their way, his way, more importantly. So he doesn't want guys one and done. You hear now the one and done's, especially with the Blue Bloods, especially with the recent national champions with KU, right? So he's trying to build that culture that, hey, we want to bring this family dynamic, what Gene Taylor talked about, family dynamic, 2K State, when it talks about the basketball portion of this university. You don't want to have the one and done's. Oh, I want to focus on me, and all this. I want to get my stats and whatnot, and I'm out of here 1 week and 1 year, right? He wants to build that culture. Hey, I want to stay here. You want guys that want to feel home, so to speak. That's one of my t-shirts. One of my teachers says, anyways, with the state, has home with the power cat on it, right? Yeah, you want to have players that have that tenacity, right? And yesterday, I think it was Dallin that said, hey, we want to compliment Marquise Noel, skill set, right? He wants to push the ball up the floor, and not only that, get big guys in transition. We don't have any big guys right now, because other than Ishma Should, after recording this podcast, right, he's still here. Everybody else is gone to the portal, right? Because I get either for that reason, or they can't handle the style that, unfortunately, Jerome Tang proceeds about himself. Hey, that's okay. They don't want to be here. Then, hey, you know, hey, let them go and be what they want to do. But in the middle of all that, you lose two key pieces in there, something Miguel and Nigel Pack. And Nigel Pack, pending his decision, he did leave K-State in the mix. We're going to have to see what happens there. But for now, we're just going to have to say, hey, you know, Nigel Pack is going to this school, right? X school, right? We're going to have to find, yeah, those guys are going to have to find guys right away. And Jerome Dowling Coach Dowling, we'll put it this way, saying, hey, we're going to have to find guys that want to buy into the system. So this is going to be really a fascinating storyline to follow here as we continue the men's basketball's offseason into the summer. And as they close in their first full year here at Kansas State, here in Manhattan, Kansas, can they get the job done? It's going to be fascinating, man. They're going to have to throw us all away and basically start over. Because pretty much, yes, you have Ishma Should and Grant. Oh, and crap. Now I'm forgetting his name. Oh, my goodness. This is going to bother me, man. Now I can forget his name. Now I've got his name. Oh, Logan Landers, Ishma Should, and Marquise Noel. That's all you have left on that team. And of course, once we get news of these new guys, plus hopefully some younger guys who want to buy into Coach Tang's philosophy of K-State basketball, it's something that we're going to follow closely for sure. And we'll definitely get here in the Pro Project Podcast. For sure. But yeah, I just wanted to kind of give my thoughts on that. On that, because it is going to be fascinating, because obviously K-State's coming off of 3 consecutive losing seasons, not getting in the tournament. I mean, hey, you fall short of not getting in the NCAA tournament, it's a disappointment here in Manhattan. So I'm sure Jerome Tang, head coach Jerome, is up to the task in that, and the rest of his assistants up to the task in that. But also Coach Dowling in the interview, from what I've listened to anyways, all positive vibes. And we're just going to have to see. Well, I mean, we'll see if they can back up that talk and get guys in here. They're going to buy into the system and get guys that are going to make that immediate impact. Because let's face it now, I don't want to put a damper on this hire or whatnot. Yeah, you don't produce right away. I don't want to be that guy, that fan that's, he's getting fired right away. I'm not gonna be that guy. Not gonna do it. But yeah, there are gonna be some question marks. Hey, you know, this is a coach that been assistant for Scott Drew for what, 19 years, and he had a kid in that regime had to do Clemson messes a little bit here and there, and look at how that's turned out for them. Baylor, obviously a national championship team from a year ago now. Obviously, KU's the new national reigning national champion now. But this conference, obviously, you're recruiting against your own conference. You're trying to get guys in that you want to compete right away in year one. That's what you want, right? You're basically starting over from scratch from year for your first year. So, and this coaching staff is up to the task. So this is something that we're going to be following all summer long here on the Pro Project Podcast. So I just wanted to speak a little more about that. The Pro Project Podcast, you can find it wherever you get your podcast. There's a lot of them out there right now. And definitely add this K-State podcast to your book of K-State podcasts out there as we approach episode 100 of this podcast. It's going to do it for right now on this daily edition. Go Cats! 80 Greer. This has been another edition of the True BD Podcast.